Good morning. We're doing Pirkei Avot. We're up to the fourth chapter, the 20th Mishnah. We had begun the Mishnah. Elisha ben Avuya Omer, Halomed Yelet Lemaudome. Elisha ben Avuya taught, when we teach a child, he who teaches a child is similar to Diok Tuval Niyar Chadash. We discussed. It's as though he has written with ink on fresh paper. And he who teaches an elder, what is he similar to? To ink that is written on paper that has erasure. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, this is where we left off, in the middle of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, ish kfar habavli omer. He teaches the following. Halomed min haketanim, lema hu dome. If someone learns from the young, from the minors, from the small ones, haketanim, what is he similar to? Lo'ochel anavim kehot v'shote yain migito. Someone who eats grapes before they are ripe. So instead of being sweet, they're sour. Someone who drinks wine before it has had time to ferment. So instead of having the flavor of alcohol, of wine, he's drinking grape juice. So he's missing out instead of waiting. But he who learns from the aged, what is he similar to? To he who eats grapes that are fully ripe, and he who drinks wine that has aged. So Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda ish kfar habavli seems to say that we decide based on a person's age whether it's a good idea to learn from them. And we're going to see the continuation of the Mishnah where Rabbi Meir seems to disagree. Rabbi Meir omer, al tistakel bakankan ela bema sheyeshbo. Rabbi Meir says, don't look at the vessel. Look at what's inside the vessel. Yesh kan kan chadash malei yashan. Sometimes you have a new vessel, but it's filled with old wine. You could have a young child, but he has a lot of wisdom. So just because the vessel is new, doesn't mean that the information is new. Maybe the information is really developed. V'yashan, and sometimes you can have an old vessel. Shafilu chadash ein bo. That doesn't even have any new wine in it. It's empty. So the man's old, he's got a long white beard, but he doesn't know anything. So just because he's old, that means the Torah he teaches is right. So that's Rabbi Meir. So we began with Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda ish kfar habavli, who said that we look at whether the teacher is young or old, and then Rabbi Meir, who said, don't look at the external factors. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. When Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda ish kfar habavli said that children are like wine that hasn't ripened, ki adayin lo nitbashla chokhmatam bekirbam, because the wisdom a person has also has to develop within them. So a person's smart, but as time goes on, his wisdom settles, it takes on a whole new form. And when one learns from those who are old, so then that's grapes that have ripened and wine that is aged. Ki b'yitiyashen ala chokhma v'chol yom v'yom mosif panim l'chol davar v'davar umtaken otan v'yored l'sof adat ad ki unakel l'avin. What happens over time is that you start understanding the reasonings behind the laws you learn. Initially you learn it, and then as time goes on, it's like wine that settles. You start understanding the reasoning behind it, and your understanding becomes more developed, and it becomes easier to teach and explain. Ki b'shishim chokhmah v'och yamin tuna, as one ages, they have more wisdom. And that's what Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda came to teach. Rabbi Meir says, and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's not Rabbi Meir, but rather it's Rebbe, the compiler of the Mishnah, he says, don't look at the vessel, look at its contents. Ki chashivut hayayin hayishan lo yipased b'kli chadash. Old wine, when you put it in a new casket, it doesn't lose its value as old wine. It's still good old wine. Kachim haktanim kamu min azkenim, ilmod kol adam lifnei haktanim tchila. Rabbi says, maybe you have a youngster who's much smarter than the old. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, at age 18, was appointed chief rabbi of Israel. I guess he had a very good handle on the Torah. If all the rabbis, young and old, appointed him as chief rabbi, then the fact that he's young doesn't mean that his wisdom is any less settled. And then Rabbi says, go learn from the youngsters. So we have here an argument between Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda, who says, learn from the old, and Rabbi who says, no, learn from the knowledgeable. If the young are more knowledgeable, learn from the young. Rabbi Yossi says, if you walk into the academy and there are two rabbis and they're both the same level, they both know the same amount, only one is old and one is young, go to the old, because as people age, their wisdom becomes more developed. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yud also admits that there are big Talmidei Chachamim who are young, and sometimes a youngster can outdo his elders. His point is, if you have two people on the same level, then you should give a preference to the older one, because there is a benefit as time goes on. A person's knowledge gets settled. Rabbi says, you don't go by rules. You don't say, well, generally speaking. You figure out what's before you. You don't go with rules. You verify. And if you decide that the youngsters are better at teaching, they understand better, go with the young. Don't say they both seem to be equal, I'll go with the old. No. Without rules. There can be young who know better than the old and go with the young. Go with the truth. These two concepts were actually said by Eov, Job, his friend Elihu. He tells Eov, Amarti Yamim Yedaberu. Elihu ben Barachel, in the book of Eov, sits on the sidelines and doesn't talk. Eov has a bunch of friends come to visit him after he's perplexed and saddened and deeply troubled by the philosophical understanding of his pain. So his friends show up, Eliphaz HaTemani, Bildad HaShuchi, Tzofar HaNamati, three friends, and they do all the talking. And then at the end of the book, we suddenly meet Elihu ben Barachel, a youngster who was sitting on the side and didn't talk. The whole book he sat there quietly while his friends were trying to explain to Eov why it makes sense that Eov should suffer. Elihu ben Barachel sits quietly. And then after they've all done talking and Eov wins them in his debates, so then Elihu ben Barachel opens his mouth and speaks at the end of the book of Eov. And he begins and he says, Amarti yamim yedaberu. I said, let those who are aged, those who have lived many days, let them speak first. Verov shanim yodiu chokhma. And those who have so many years under their belt, let them give forth wisdom. Achen ruachi beenosh v'nishmat shakai tevinem. I said, God's spirit must be among mankind, and they've had the sagacity, they have the understanding from above over the years, so that's why I let them talk first. He initially thought like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, I'm the youngster here, let the old talk. So he sat there waiting. He thought, the more years you live, so you have more wisdom. After he sat there listening to all their speeches, the whole book of Eov, and he realized that they don't have good answers for Eov, and he does, then he realized that even though they're old, he should talk. Then he said, no, I guess it's a question of where does God's spirit lie among mankind? It's not just a question of how many years a man's been walking around. It could be that all three of you, he's telling them, are older than me, but after what you've said, I realize I know better. Sometimes the youngster can outsmart the old, and sometimes his wisdom is actually more right than the older person. And sometimes what he says is more accurate, is more worked out. He has a clearer understanding of what's going on. That's why he says, if the youngster knows better, I guess we should listen to the youngster. Even though He's young, he barely has a beard. Maybe he's still growing his beard. And the old man, oh, he has a long white beard. He certainly seems smarter. But sometimes the old man just isn't as smart as the younger. And that's the conclusion of the book of Iyov. And that's the conclusion of Rebbe. Rebbe concludes the Mishnah with his opinion, saying that we don't go by age. Age is not the defining factor. Knowledge is the defining factor. And as we see, the rabbis all agreed to appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the prince, as the nasi, even though he was young. He was 18 years old. It would seem everyone around the table was much older than him. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananiah. You had a lot of old, old rabbis at that table. But the youngster, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, was better than them. So it seems. They appointed him as nasi. So that's our conclusion here. We go by wisdom. We go by understanding. Yes?
Yeah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, wasn't he appointed based on the fact that his lineage came from Hillel?
Let's read what the Gemara says. Remember what page it's on?
The fact that the beard, that you say the beard turned white, if you really even get that white, that kind of makes it seem like you really do have to be old.
That's politics, right?
All right. But still,
so our learning should be for the speedy recovery of Merav Naama Batsara Miriam, a young girl who was hit by a naked bus. So. What?
The driver is an Arab and she thought he was hit two times. She fell away and she was hit by the same Arab driver the second time and he says, I didn't see her.
Okay. So, we'll look at it and we'll come back, Bezat Shem, in 2 minutes.